Yo, what's good?
What up?
Matter of Opinion Podcast, man, Corey Trappin, Vin Fuego.
Corey Trappin, we here another day. We staying consistent, y'all. We got another episode.
Yeah, it's number 2 out of 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying? But we here. You know what I mean? We off to a late start today, but that's cool. Because we still going to end it on a positive note, man. But today, we got a lot of bullshit to talk about. We're going to get it out the way, man.
We're going to start first.
Bro, you got your fucking notes. Nigga got notes today, man.
I got notes, man. We're trying to be prepared and real professional.
Nigga got notes, man. What's first on the agenda today, Corey?
We got Jim Jones. Jim Jones was scheduled. He was going to be here in Rochester, what, a couple nights ago?
Last night.
And, he didn't make it, but somebody very special, you know what I mean, came in his absence and in his place. Who came through?
The curator of this whole shit, man. Killer Cam.
Fleet
definitely came, man. You know, shut it down last night. You know, that's on the local note.
But
definitely shout out to Banks Boys. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fire last night for me. Everybody know how I am, man. What kind of fan I am when it comes to them Dipset niggas, man.
As a fact, but when we that just got us thinking about Jim Jones and just like his staple in the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people necessarily give him his respect as far as the lyrics and the music.
Oh, nah, son is dead nice now. Like, out the last like 9 years, son done got extremely nice.
Like
extremely nice.
I heard a lot of good feedback. From his last album, I heard some joints, and I've always liked Jim Jones. I've always liked since the Diary. What is that?
On My Way to Church. Rider Music.
That's a fact. Like, even before Ballin', feel me?
Way before Ballin'. I was talking about Jim,
but I'm glad that people are starting to notice, though, and you know what I mean? Give him respect as far as the music is concerned. Because they respect him in other lights, you know what I'm saying? But Son makes good music.
Somebody's good music. He's a good businessman. He's a staple in our culture. This hip hop shit.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. You know.
Dipset as a whole, I'm glad to see like they all still, you know, making moves and doing stuff.
Man, of course, man. The guys got rich really quick.
Yo, you was telling me that Uncasa. Well, he got a podcast or something?
Yeah, Uncasa got a podcast and shit. I'll be watching that shit or whatever. It's like Uncasa's True Hollywood Stories, basically. Shit that, you know what I'm saying, he witnessed and went through in the game and shit like that, you know. It was just weird to hear some of the shit in its entirety because, you know, we came up on the DVD era, you know, the come right. up smack and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Cocaine, so
but we get all our lingo and not lingo on. All our information from that, the direct source, but we had to wait. So our delay would be a week or two, sometime a month. We might not have seen.
At least,
you know what I'm saying? Before they drop a DVD, you know? And it's just now, and, you know, you got to think, that's pre Facebook.
That's a fact.
That's pre-Facebook.
Pre-Facebook, pre-YouTube.
You know what I'm saying? Pre-all of that. You know what I'm saying? So we used to wait for those and, like I said, you hear different stories, bits and pieces about your favorite artists. But for him to put the other piece to some of the stories that, you know what I'm saying, I'm always wondering this shit. I'm like, damn, this shit's kind of fire right here. You know what I'm saying? And I know people that know him on a personal. Mm. They said he good people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I was a fan of Uncasa's music.
Yeah, me too, definitely.
He was good on the battle scene. Like, that's, I think, where I first really seen him. You know what I'm saying? It was during the battles and shit. Bird Gang, Dipset, them niggas just had a whole wave and a movement.
Wave that's still going on now to this day.
Yeah, so that's fire. You know what I'm saying? That's fire. I gotta check his podcast out.
Yeah. Uncasa, true hip hop stories and shit like that. That shit is alright.
Oh, while we talking about New York, back to Brooklyn. Last episode, you know what I mean? We touched heavily on Brooklyn and that whole wave. We talked about Pop Smoke. And his whole movement, he got, you know what I'm saying, and the success he's had with his few singles. But I see Son got a little situation with the car or whatever.
Yeah, you know, man, people blow shit out of proportion all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? This reminds me of the time where they came and repossessed Method Man's Navigator. So clearly this was a while ago. And he's just like, yo, I forgot. Like, shit, I be on tour for 6 months at a time. Like, yeah. I be forgetting this shit. You know what I'm saying? So people think, oh, yeah, he slid off and tried to steal the Wraith. He can't steal the Wraith. They know, if they really want him, they know where to find him out. Yeah. Where they find him, what? A month later or something
did,
like that?
Did he change the place or not? I'm hearing some people
saying. Certain cases I don't even get into. I just know this. He couldn't have stole the fucking Wraith. He just drove the Wraith off of the video set and didn't bring it back. Technically, it's stealing. But to me, it's not stealing. Like, if y'all really, really wanted this, y'all could have called the label or whoever rented this. You know what I'm saying? To get in touch with me. Y'all can come and get the car. Y'all was able to get the car.
They got it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's just bigger because of the light that's, you know what I'm saying, he brings right now. He's smoking hot, still in the clubs.
That's the fact.
You know what I'm saying? With them songs or whatever and that little, that Euro type of shit that they all on right now, that Euro drill type
UK
of,
drill,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty dope. I like some of the music. You know what I'm saying? So,
and the beats be crazy. That's
yeah, the I beats think. Is crazy. But I do like some of the music. Some of them dudes actually are spare. You know, Pop Smoke is not as bad as I thought he would be.
Do you like Favio?
Yeah, Favio's all right.
I think he got a dope style, like, as far as, like, where he, like, his cadence, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's different. It's not the same way that everybody riding the beats, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
I like him, but I don't think a lot of people out here in our town like him anymore.
That's a fact, though. He was telling me about the little situation.
Wow, man. I guess someone took a Gucci coat.
What are you talking about? He took a Gucci coat from his bag from Fabio.
I guess at the club, the Sprinter. I don't know where they took it. You know, I wasn't there. But all I know
this
is
this happened in here, Rochester.
He got booked out here last week, signed the Banks. And the Banks boys and all that, you know.
Okay, so somebody took his coat, then what?
Somebody took his coat, nigga went online like, yo, fuck Rochester, like, nigga. And the reason I know it's a coat, the little nigga who posted the video was like, yo, nigga's going to steal a Gucci coat. Nigga, we got mad coats. Which is kind of, that's a bad thing. My thing is like, yo, if you're going, you might as well book a nigga, man. You niggas just, man, don't be stealing, man.
But he said, fuck the whole town, though.
Yeah, but what the fuck? What you want me to say? What you want me to take offense to it?
Somebody did steal his coat. I mean, damn.
Yeah, niggas stole my coat. Fuck them niggas. I ain't growing up with you niggas anyway.
On some G shit, though, bro. I don't think, just as an artist, I would alienate a whole town, though.
But
for that, though.
But you real. Because
there's people there that fuck with you, though.
Yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying. But real niggas is going nowhere that's coming from and where it's going towards. Like, I'm not going to take offense to it.
I don't necessarily take offense to it, but in the same token, it's like, damn, you say fuck the whole time.
Yeah, but he
like,
said, he ain't, he, the shit was, what he said was all of a millisecond. Everybody took it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what came of that? He said fuck Rochester.
His man was like, yeah, fuck Rochester. Right, fuck Rochester. Nigga pointed the camera on something. Was like, yeah, nigga, fuck Rochester. And that's it. Wasn't nothing else.
Yeah.
But y'all stole from me.
Now, that's a fact, though.
And then he made a statement and said, niggas ain't steal the money that was on the Sprinter.
Oh,
okay. Should have.
Shit.
If you're going to do anything. My thing is this. I don't like petty crooks.
Yeah.
If you're going to rob all the way.
Who comes out all the way out to do that? That's crazy.
Now, you got
to
get booked. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's say we know that wasn't a premeditated coat snatching. You know what I'm saying? Which has been crazy. You know what I'm saying? But
they probably thought it was bread in the coat or some shit.
Of course. Like, oh, the nigga put the money in there.
Yeah.
It's crazy leaving
that's
it on
stupid,
the
stupid, though. Like, niggas shouldn't even be on that type of time. Bro.
Yeah, you niggas are stealing. These niggas, like, I respect all of it. That's why I ain't finding those sort of way shit. When I got shot, I went on YouTube and said, man, fuck niggas.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, of course. I mean, that's kind of different, too, though.
That's the same thing. Niggas violated me. I'm like, fuck niggas. So whoever feel personal about it,
yeah,
talk to me. If it fit, wear it. Other than that, like, I think everything was blown out of proportion. Shout out to all the young homies that did the Fabio diss and all that. Them shits were sounding all right.
Oh, the Fabio diss.
Yeah, it was diss songs out here, B. I'm the young man from the north side over there, named Zeke, Zona man. He had one, pretty decent. My son, Golden.
Just because he said fuck the time, that's
perfect. Yeah. They took it personally, and being that he's a rapper, they're going to go out and on some rap shit, which is, it's cool. It's cool.
Niggas came back. Who was that? The Control shit. Kendrick. Everybody made a diss to Kendrick when he did the Control shit. So it's rapper shit. So whatever.
It's rap shit. I don't take it personally, but niggas, stop stealing, niggas, please. Yeah. Just get the pack. If you ain't going to get a pack, just rob them. Just don't rob me.
I'm surprised.
I work every day, motherfucker.
I'm surprised niggas ain't posted. Nah, they probably felt like that would have been something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Because it's not like a chain. Niggas would have posted a chain or some shit. Niggas would have posted a
chain. Niggas going to jail.
Nah, that's a fact.
Niggas going to jail. We got to be realistic with certain shit sometimes.
Nah, that's a fact, bro.
And he thought he got my water. I see the nigga sipping. I'm like, oh, nah, don't get me.
Yo, but keeping in New York, you know what I mean? While we just, you know what I mean, staying on track. Yams Day.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yams. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, man, because I think that is wild dope that them niggas still keep his name alive and his family in a circle and shit like that. And they respect the connections that he made, so now that they good, you know. And I'm going to throw this one out here, too.
Hold up.
I love seeing Rihanna at all these ASAP events.
Oh, she was there?
Yeah, because she was at fucking Rolling Loud in Brooklyn when I was there. That's surprising.
What?
Huh?
That's surprising. Top notch.
To be at Rolling Loud in New York City?
A festival?
She's just randomly there.
Oh, just randomly.
Yeah, she's not performing. She's randomly there.
But she, you know what I mean? It's people that she fucked with that was performing.
Yeah, I think Sun hitting it. Not to be on no goofy shit. That wouldn't be a bad one.
I thought that was Ben established years ago. I thought they had a little situation.
Who knows? I don't keep up. But I'm going to just let you know if that's what's going on. That's Harlem right there, man. Shout out to Pretty Flacco. Pause.
Yeah, shout out the whole ASAP.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that Yams Day shit is monumental. And then it's a whole little like foundation that they donate proceeds to and shit like that. So it ain't just no, we come and bring all the artists out. Shit like that. They bring the whole town out, man. That shit be looking crazy, man.
Ain't nothing pop off as far as like no violence.
Rarely ever. Good. Rarely ever, you know.
Good. That's good.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them boys, and I hope they keep that shit up. I think it's been about like 8 years or something like that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to them and all that. But that's some real shit. That's real nigga shit right there. Yeah, man. Shout out to them though.
Now that's a fact. It is dope that they keep his memory alive and all that.
Memory alive, keep funding money to his shit that he was fucking with, and they helping me. You know what I'm saying? Mom Duke, she's still coming around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's supposed to be, though. Saying you say you're going to hold niggas down, that's how you hold a nigga down.
Fact. Same thing with Nipsey.
Right.
They got his, what is it, like a tribute to him that's coming up, right?
Grammys, yeah.
Grammys. That's a fact.
So I heard, YG got locked up. On a robbery, like a home robbery or something.
I seen something about it. It sounds crazy. Details.
It sounds crazy.
It's probably like one of them situations where it's not really what the wording. What the wording is painting, the picture that's getting painted in your mind, that's not really what it.
Of course. That's why I sounded like it sounds crazy. So for rich niggas, I'm pretty sure.
But he was supposed to perform, though.
Yeah, but who's to say he's not going to get out? When's the Grammys? Next week or is it tomorrow?
Sunday, tomorrow.
So, Grammys is tomorrow. Probably out already, though.
It's probably out on the outside.
Yeah, of course, you know. But then robbery, from the outside looking in, is robbery like, yo, niggas run the house, tie motherfuckers up. They robbery might be like, yo, they was there to buy a fucking painting for $100,000, but only $50,000 came over. And niggas left type shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. Because that's time for a millionaire to be locked up for a home robbery.
Bro, they came. I seen the pictures, bro. They came to his mansion, bro. This nigga house crazy, bro. So to even, you know what I mean? To have a living situation like that and they come in to book you on some robbery shit, that's
like he's not a new artist, you know, and it's not to be all in the man pockets, but it's what's, you know what I'm saying? The pros and cons to me robbing something, I'm a millionaire.
I don't see that, bro. And he's a successful relevant artist, bro. He's like, that don't make sense. It's got to be, he's tied to some shit. Because I read some shit that was saying that a whip that was registered to him was using some shit. But he was at the studio. He had like a whole alibi. Like, I was nowhere near any of no situation I know about.
Yeah, bro, I got niggas that hold my cars. I got 50 cars.
Bro, what I'm supposed to do? It's mad people that bring other people around. Like, you think I really know people? Motherfuckers come to the studio all the time. They might bring a nigga. I don't know this nigga. You feel me? Whatever he got going on, I just automatically get associated with now.
Cause, yeah, automatically.
Because I'm the biggest name. So.
You want to hear some of this gas, bro?
Yeah, let me see what that's here right. for.
You know, shout out to all my smokers. You know, I... This has nothing to do with what the fuck we talking about today. But since he's pulling on some of that good ganja, haven't smoked in 5 years just until about 3 weeks ago. And might I say, I miss you motherfuckers. I miss being high, man. Now I smoke nothing but the finest of Chibas.
This is pretty good weed, though.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, guys, I'm back.
All right, well, that's
but good. Back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, But yeah, shout out to Mipsy's whole family and like everybody that has anything to do with it. You know what I'm saying? His movement, his kids, and everybody. Like,
I like they moving because it was strong with him out. I mean, with him still alive, and it's still strong now.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? It's real support over there. You know what I'm saying? And like I always say, the way he went out, that was some sucker shit. Yeah.
Bro, he's become like a martyr. He's gonna be like, he's definitely in his life was like Tupac and was able to surpass Tupac in certain aspects as far as like the investments and actually doing what Pac was talking about. But there's gonna be kids for generation who know Nipsey Hussle name but not gonna necessarily know where, like, you know what I mean, where he really began and the true origins. You know how people become like larger than life.
Hey, someone's larger than life, man. He was larger than life. And the only thing I got to say is it was just fucked up, you know. And nowadays, unfortunately, but fortunately, we've seen the whole thing on camera. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ain't had the headshot. You know what I'm saying? You shot everybody once, then you went back and shot him again in the head.
I don't know how this is going to sound, though. But it's like it had to happen like that. Bro. Like, not to make the comparison, obviously.
You're not the Jesus first person Christ. That I heard say that.
But
I've listened to all these interviews and shit. Everybody says like it was going to happen to somebody.
And it had to happen that brutally. Like I hate to bring religion. It's not even religious because Jesus wasn't the only person that was crucified. It was thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of other people who've been crucified over time in history. But that's kind of like how it was, you feel me? Like,
it was wild.
Brutal. Like, to somebody who didn't even have that type of aura, you know what I mean?
But this brings us back to the rat shit.
What?
That word, that rat shit, is a heavy word for some people, man. Some niggas can't swallow that rat. Pause that.
Man, it is.
That stigma is crazy.
If it is true,
I've watched niggas get knocked out for calling.
Niggas accept the title and be like, "What you gonna do about it?" Type shit. So some niggas react different. You never know how somebody gonna react. So you right, dude. That calling somebody a snitch or a rat, like,
that's crazy.
Dangerous territory.
Too dangerous, man. Right. You wanna hit this?
Pause. I'm straight, bro.
Pause.
Truth, I'm good on that, bud. That's now, so good. That's good. That's high grade right there.
Yeah, that's just high grade. But nah, see, I segued into that for the other thing. We're going to skip to that pause word.
Oh, man.
Pause.
Pause. It used to be, it stemmed from no homo. Niggas were saying no homo, and that probably became less politically correct. So people wasn't really
bad move.
So it was like, okay.
Pause.
Pause.
which was created by Dame and them.
Really?
Yeah. Remember, niggas were saying no homo after where they started hearing say no homo.
Yeah, that's a fact. Me and my bro say, you know what I mean?
Truth.
Truth. You know what I mean? Truth, but pause, yeah. Hey, bro, females be like, oh, why y'all be like, it's like, yo.
Some shit just sound so crazy.
It sound crazy, bro. And it's like, even if you obviously not on that type of time, it just sounds crazy. It just
sound crazy because you really think about it now.
Facts. It's like you can't escape it. I be wanting to quit, bro.
Yeah, but I can't.
I be like, yo, man, I'm done with this shit. This shit is immature. I don't want to have to say this shit after I'm just having a regular conversation, motherfucker. But then they be like, I can't do it.
Yo, I'm trying to remember what the fuck is the quote you just told me the other day, man.
What, Sticky D?
Yeah.
Truth. Truth.
Oh, my nigga.
Pause,
truth. You gotta tell them the.
I know somebody. Shout out to my man. I'm not gonna put him on blast.
Yeah.
But son ran into a nigga, truth, that was like out and about or whatever.
Yeah.
And they hooped together.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? At the gym. So he recognized him and he like, oh, you son from the gym we was hooping, you had the Sticky D. Truth. But he didn't say that afterward. He just left it like that. And that's just, you know what I mean? This is one of the many.
Yeah, that's
many things that I've heard.
It's like you randomly see a nigga. Oh, yeah, that's something right there with the Sticky D.
But who says that though? That
sounds crazy.
I would never say that. I'm never.
I don't even talk like that.
Who talks like that?
I don't know.
Who thinks that?
I don't know. I don't know who talks like that.
I've said some shit that I'm like, oh, hold up. Truth. Oh, hold up. Bro, the funniest shit, I was explaining this shit to my grandmother.
It's like, nothing I'm about to cut you off. It's like, at something, man, yo, son, yo, grab that for me. That just sound crazy.
Yeah, it sounds kind of crazy.
Crazy.
It
sounds kind
of crazy. I was explaining it to my grandmother. It was the funniest shit, bro. She didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. She's like, what? But it was funny as fuck, bro. But it's just,
yeah,
it's going to live on forever. It's never going to stop.
But is it because niggas is homophobic?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Bro, the funniest shit, I knew a gay nigga that I used to work with, bro. He used to say no homo. On some funny shit, but he was like, motherfuckers can't be all that tight, bro.
Yeah, you can't, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't be living like that. Super, super sensitive, but I don't chill with no, I don't know anybody that's like
really. That nigga said the Sticky D.
I don't know anybody that's like really homophobic. No way.
Do you think that, you know what I'm saying? Niggas could. Niggas is homophobic if they have gay friends of the same sex? This is the question.
Hold on. Ask me that again, brother.
Do you think that's homophobic if a nigga don't, you automatically just don't like a person because they gay?
That is the definition of homophobia, right? You can't just like not like a nigga because he's gay. He's like, oh, I don't like this nigga, and he happens to be gay, but that's not the reason why.
To me, homophobic is just like the motherfuckers that think, oh, if a gay nigga touched me, I got AIDS, or that. Like, nah, that's what I think of homophobia.
You actually
think like
thinking of actions. Real phobia. You talking about like real phobia.
Because if you're going to say it's a phobia, it got to be a phobia.
But now then people use it as just being, like, racist towards
gay
people.
Like, you got your prejudice. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, man. All that shit, man, at the end
I'm
of the
not
day,
about to be, like, necessarily, like, chilling with a bunch. If you chill with like-minded people, you feel me? Like, that's who you... If you work at a hospital, right, the doctors chill with the doctors, the nurses chill with the nurses, the CNAs chill with the CNAs ain't chilling with no surgeons. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like that.
Well, no, not... You said CNAs not chilling with no surgeons?
Hell nah, bro. That ain't... You not rubbing shoulders with them people, bro. You rubbing shoulders with the people who...
I'm in that environment.
In that environment, if you meet outside of that, that's different.
Yeah.
But on a job, when you work, when you got places like that, like anywhere, you chilling with people who like the stuff you like, right?
So you wouldn't go and chill with your gay homeboy from work?
I don't have no.
Nah, that's not.
You just saying hypothetically.
Hypothetically,
shit in a group setting. Just so everything is clear, I have done that. I've gone, this one of the niggas was gay. He was cool as shit, though, and funny as fuck.
Yeah.
But it was a group of us. We all went out to eat.
I've done that before. Like,
whatever. I don't give a fuck about that.
10 of us.
me and him personally, if he's a, I don't know, if I don't, if it depends on the situation, bro. If yo, it's a man, business listen, situation,
I wish the camera was rolling right now so y'all can see this nigga mannerisms when he talking, because he is fucking lying, all right.
Yo, bro.
This nigga, yo. he done detoured the whole question that I asked him.
You said, would I go out to dinner? I said, I would.
Not dinner, just out with him.
What are we going out for?
You already said in the group setting, but I'm saying y'all cool at work. That's your man. So you homophobic?
Hell nah.
But if one of your female co-workers asks you, hey, Mr. Trappin, let's go on and have something. You're like, yeah, mom, let's go. Oh, man,
I'm married. If my wife can go, we all could go. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga be lying, man. Why the camera ain't on, man? Yo. Because I'm going to tell you, man. Like, yo, son. That nigga is not. Because the female is cool, too. She don't want, it's nothing sexual. Y'all just fucking been working together 5 years. She's like, yo, Trap, let's go. We're going out
to lunch. That don't matter. Just because it can be misconstrued, nah. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. Just like if I'm out with a gay nigga. And it could be misconstrued. So I don't miscommunication.
But then here go the ill shit. Misconstrued from who? Not the people that's involved, because y'all know what it is.
It's not just anybody like on the outside, yeah.
Yeah, but who cares, though?
I care. I can't be out with no female. I can't be out with no female, and I'm married. I can't be out, and I can't be out with no gay nigga, because they gonna, somebody might think I'm on some gay shit, bro.
How?
Huh?
How? They see you wearing all these chains, they think you're a drug dealer. That's not true.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. People going to have that perception of you no matter...
I'm not going to say I would not go... It depends on the situation, bro. Because I'm not going to just say I'm not going to go to some shit because a nigga gay. I don't want to say no shit like that. But it's like, bro, it depends. It's some business shit. What's going on?
What you mean? Y'all been working together for 4 years.
You talking about on some friendship.
He's nah. Like, yo, hey, Trappin', I'm going to be down at the bar. Let's go to the bar.
No, it's not happening. Just happen. Like that. No, nah? It's not happening.
All right, so what if he said in front of everybody at the office, like, yo, hey, Corey, what's going on? We ain't going to the bar today?
Nah, sorry, man. I got... Corey with the wife and kids this weekend, bro.
Oh, shit. That nigga start fumbling this shit. Gay nigga, why not? I can't even talk to this nigga. The gay nigga is...
I don't know why the nigga was... First of all, the nigga shouldn't be assuming that. Nah, like, it's a routine thing.
Nah, it's not a routine, but I'm just saying. You know, like,
nah, bro. Son wouldn't even be that comfortable to be like, oh, like.
Nah, we going out. Because he not thinking nothing of it. Because y'all know the vibes. It ain't. But, y'all not. He not into you. You not into him. But that just men.
If the nigga is cool, is like on some regular shit, bro.
Yeah, but he just like. If he just cops. Regular.
Oh, my God.
But you don't. So y'all have nothing in common.
I mean, niggas can have other shit in common, sports, business.
You might not even be like his flavor, though.
Pause. Hopefully not, but my situation is this.
So, bottom line, you're not going out.
I'm not about to. Nah, basically. But I don't want to make it seem like I'm just ostracizing a whole group of people. Because it depends on the situation, because, you know what I mean?
Did you say sound like? Nigga said sound like shit. You're way past that shit, bro.
Listen.
Like,
I fuck with any and everybody on some, like, love for all people.
I'm just saying, it's just a question.
But just like I wouldn't go out with a female without my wife present, I'm not about to go out with no gay nigga. Like, nah, just me and him on some, like, buddy shit. Nah.
But what if it was your man's?
He ain't never going to be my man. Unless he's a nigga that I knew for a long time and then he came out.
Yeah, nah, what about a nigga that's just your man? It's just a regular straight
nigga. If I don't know his sexuality, I don't care.
No, I'm talking about like a regular straight nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just cool. Y'all go out for beers, though, that.
Yeah.
That's discrimination.
That's not discrimination. Because if anybody knows this man is gay,
and they see me out. That does not mean you gay.
But still, just because it can be misconstrued, I don't want no pictures and none of that shit like popping up like, oh.
And let's be clear here. This shit is no game, all right?
Yo, but I was, yeah.
Yo, let's be clear. This shit is no game.
Yo, this sounds terrible. This sounds terrible. Yeah,
but all this is in correlation to that pause word, though. Damn. Because niggas be so... But like I said, even when I try to take myself out of that,
yeah,
I can't. Because niggas be saying crazy, like, yo, let me grab them buns. And you can talk about some... You at a barbecue. That's the crazy shit. You at a barbecue.
That sounds crazy.
It's hot dog buns, hamburger buns. Your man said, yo, grab them buns for me.
Bruh.
You automatically like, yo, bro, that shit sound crazy. Pause.
But it wasn't always like that. There was a time where we could just talk freely as men.
And I think that's because this Me Too shit, man. Now, let me get this disclaimer out here real quick, man.
This is a crazy plot twist.
Yo, see it. Let me get the disclaimer out here. I have two daughters, a wife, mother, grandmothers, aunts, you know, homegirls and shit. So I don't, you know what I'm saying, like violation of women. All right. But that's it. I don't want to go any further.
Yo.
Should have hit the fan.
Bro, okay. We got little time to go. We got a few more things to talk about. You're talking about Me Too. Let's talk to segue this shit.
Oh, yeah. My fault before you segue into that shit.
Go ahead.
Long story short, I was going to say, I was playing around the shit. I caught a high moment. You know what I'm saying? I got a little stuck. But the Me Too shit is like, yo, I respect all the women that I know personally and the ones that I don't know personally. You know what I'm saying? But we should be able to say whatever the fuck we want, though.
What you mean on some like
not because that Me Too
type shit?
That Me Too shit. That's because again, all this is in correlation to that Paul shit.
I don't know, homo shit. I don't know, bro.
Everything is a microscope on everything now, bro.
Our president of the United States once said, "I'll grab her by the pussy." Bro.
Yeah,
do you want anybody coming? If the nigga came up to your daughter, bro, and said that, or your wife, what's like?
I'm violating.
It's on, bro. No questions asked. That's what I'm saying.
And that's not even no gangster shit.
But it's niggas. There's people who really out here on that type of time, bro, that'll do that to a female on some just like straight violence.
Man, listen.
Niggas can't be on no shit like that, bro.
Nah.
Saying and doing whatever they want. I don't want a nigga to even say no shit like that to
me. I don't.
So they got, you got respect women.
Yeah, you have to, man.
Respect women. But there's a thin line and don't be lying on niggas. Don't be lying on niggas, bitch. Don't be little stinky motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, you just now online?
Yeah, man. This shit crazy.
Yo, we gonna be so much better prepared in the future.
Yeah, hey, yo, listen, I blame all this shit on this nigga.
Nah, it's not all on me, B.
You know what I'm saying? He the facilitator of the location.
That is a fact.
This is High Rank Studios.
But yo, let's talk about this fucking...
Bangers coming out of here.
You can't be like, what's up with everybody like on some more... Not just the Me Too shit, because it's people on some like everybody being victimized type shit, like feeling like victims. You feel me?
The victims. What's making these people feel like the victim though?
Bro, the latest shit is Beyonce, Ivy Park shit, like the big chicks feeling like.
My thing is this, man. No designer makes plus size. Not no high end designer. Although this is Adidas, this is like some high end shit.
Yeah.
My wife just got a fucking sweater like. Delivered maybe 2 days ago.
Yeah.
The shit was like $75. It might have been more, but I say that to say this. Mm. Who the fuck cares? I remember I was telling you this off air one time. I was like, right. Yo, I remember I was trying when Balmain's was hot maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I went to try to go and buy a pair of Balmain's. I had just got up to like a size 40. They like, yo, I'm thinking they saying we only have a size 38 in here. They like, nah, it only goes to 38. All the designers is like that.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Fact.
You know, you're not boycotting them. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. Just because she's black,
fact.
Man. That nigga's got a, man, these bitches, but niggas is so sensitive.
Everybody on some sensitive shit, bro. But it's a thin line, though. It's a thin line between feeling like, you know what I mean, too sensitive and that nigga's disrespecting you. Somebody disrespecting you, feel me? Like, it's a thin line that you gotta like toe, and it's all subjective. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard. Truth. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
But yo, I think she just sent Lizzo with somebody else some shit. So if Lizzo can fit that shit, then.
Nah, but see, the thing what people fail to realize about the Lizzo girl is this.
What? Well, she got bread?
Nah, she not as big as y'all think she is.
She big enough, my nigga.
She's big enough to dependent on. what you like. Again, shout out to all my BBWs that may be watching this in the future or listening to this. There's no, excuse me, fat shaming over here. Girl, fuck it. The heavier you is, the more pretty you is. Fuck it. That's this nigga. He's hold fat on. Shaming.
Nah, don't do that. 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 I love everybody. Oh, if y'all just, I ain't even going to bring up what we just was talking about because y'all missed it. But y'all going to have to listen to the podcast on the Anchor podcast. App. You know what I'm saying?
Anchor app, man. Matter of Opinion podcast. You know, I'm glad you know, bring it back that way because, pause. See? Wow.
Damn, that sounds crazy, bro.
That shit sounds. You heard me.
Bring it back
pause.
That way?
Yeah, pause.
Pause, that truth, that whole thing. It sounds crazy,
and
bro.
This is where we, and this is because we're
there's
trying
no
to,
way to escape it. You can't escape it, bro.
Because you're trying to catch yourself. Because you don't want to say something that sound. Because if you feel that it sounds crazy, the people around you might feel even worse.
And you know everybody's thinking about it. So right. You got to be like, oh, pause. Hold up. Pause. That sounds crazy, like.
Sometimes niggas say pause before they even say the word. Like,
yo. You got to. Sometimes you got to preface it. Like, hold up. What I'm about to say is crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm letting you niggas know right now. Before and after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
You know, like in yo, in Spanish, you got to put the question mark before and after the sentence and shit. But that's on that type of time, bro. What I'm about to say is crazy, my nigga. But can you grab them buns? Pause.
That's
pause.
Sounds-
can you grab them buns? Pause.
That shit sounds
twice.
Crazy. And this is and I bring that up because that was a conversation between me, my nephew, my son.
Yeah.
At a barbecue.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, man, one of y'all can grab me them buns? They're like, oh, you gay. I'm like, hey, what are you talking about? I'm gay. What are you talking about? I said, man, fuck out of here. No pause, no nothing. You just going to say grab me them buns? And I'm like, yo, the kids be on it. We talking about kids, you know, teenagers.
But
shit.
That's what that, we really started that shit, yeah. Though, bro.
We
was teenagers.
Teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's where it comes from, too, bro. And it's like, you can't escape it. It's like,
can't escape.
Sometimes I'll be like, man, this shit's so immature, bro. Like, I want to be able to talk free. I just want to be able to be. What kids said? A real man shouldn't have to say no homo.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
But I guarantee you, he'd be saying pause. I've seen him say pause. You can't escape this shit, regardless.
Can't escape.
You can't escape.
Just now that you think, now that you said kiss, and we talking about this no homo. Remember the Lox album that came out like 99, 2000, We Are the Streets?
Yeah.
The first one after Leaving Bad Boy. Remember the skit, at the end of the skit? This is what Styles P yells at the end of the skit. We'll be raping you,
raping you.
That shit sounds crazy.
That sounds super crazy.
Jay Jerker. That was the nigga's name.
Yo, that's crazy.
Jay Jerk, Raping You record. That shit sounds crazy.
Sounds
right now,
when
I think about it, I'm like, yo, that shit sounds savage. That's
that
some savage shit.
Crazy, my nigga.
Yep. Yeah.
To even have to repeat it right now sounds crazy.
Like what? But you know what? Hey man, no gay bashing. We love everybody, man.
Nah, that's a whole fact.
You know
what I ain't
saying? We just gonna go to the next one. We just let y'all know, like, on some real shit. That shit is. It's like every moment, every sentence can possibly be a pause.
It's a pause moment. That shit is gonna be forever too. That shit ain't never going down.
Never. Pop culture shit.
That's a fact, bro. You watching Netflix lately? You catching
anything? Depends on what it is.
What you mean?
No, I don't like watching depressing shit. But
depressing
I'm
how? You seen that You shit?
No, I didn't.
Fire, you gotta check that out. Check out that You. Only so what you watching on that?
I'll be honest, man.
What else?
I watch a lot of comedy. Stand-up comedy.
Oh,
bro.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I'm one of them niggas. It's either gonna be stand-up comedy or about some drugs.
So I like documentary type shit or movie, you watch movies and shows?
Nah,
and
I don't like movies. I like shows and like documentaries.
Yeah.
Because my attention span is very short.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But.
Yeah.
Man, why is there some shit on Netflix that's popping?
A documentary.
Called The You.
Nah, that's a
called
show.
You. Oh, show.
About a crazy nigga named Joe who don't necessarily look crazy. But
now, I've been hearing about this though.
Yeah, you probably seen memes. You probably done seen memes and shit about
and
it.
That's
probably
true.
Ain't even know.
Probably ain't even know, but I've been hearing it. You know what I'm saying? Just. Me
he's just
on
in love,
media,
man. He's just in love, man. He'll do anything for the person he loves. You feel me?
Oh, man. So what that sounds like is it's some foul shit going on.
Man, it's, you know what I mean? All the means to it. And I ain't gonna get into it. You gotta watch it, though. It's a crazy dope show. But a documentary, though, that's fire about Aaron Hernandez.
My son. It's my son right there. Shout that shit out. It's fucked up that they making money off of lies.
Bro, it's crazy, though. I mean, they got
you
a lot
know,
of...
I'm gonna tell you why, but I won't watch it.
You gotta watch it, bro.
I won't watch it. Because I followed the case when it actually happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not about to tell me son was a...
Oh, that he lived another lifestyle.
Yeah, like he's a mook or something like that. Shout out to him. That's what you went to. But
there's a lot of athletes that's
then like they tried to say time, that bro. They didn't give him the money.
What you mean?
You know, they supposed to give his daughter the money. From his contact, they gave it to the family. Yes,
maybe it was after the fact.
Yeah, but this shit on that, this shit on TV, they still he ain't get this done. Third,
how do you know that if you didn't see it?
That nigga's a gay nigga because it was on. It's on. It was on record,
bro. What's fire about this shit? Because I ain't really. During when it was happening,
yeah.
I've seen little shit about it, but I wasn't really paying attention that shit, to that
man. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think, man. That dude wasn't like no he wasn't like he was no slouch player. You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl, man.
He was only 23.
Hit him with the 80 M's.
First of all, it goes all the way back to like high school. I get to see, you know what I mean, the backstory and all that shows. And then it got phone calls, you feel me, when he locked up. Like between him and his mom, and like it's different shit that I'm sure you probably didn't know.
Yeah, of course.
It's about like his family and that type of shit.
But I'm not jacking that, you know what I'm saying, situation that son was just out here, you know what I'm saying?
But his bro said that some shit happened when he was a kid. Said that he got touched.
Yeah, that he got touched, but
I mean, it can lead down that path.
It possibly. Can, but that's just me though. It's a matter of opinion podcast. It's like I'm not believing that shit. You ain't gonna tell me son.
It's more than just that though.
Yeah.
It's just a small piece. Too.
I just don't like the way they be trying to spend shit for money and shit nowadays.
Everybody you know in there not backing him though. They got the people that fuck with him and then the people who, you know what I mean? Yeah, son who got killed, right. They got his mans on there like talking and then they got like
but see,
you
my, but and not even just with the Aaron Hernandez showing. It's just like the okay. Oprah, she backed out of doing the Russell Simmons shit.
She's about to do some Russell Simmons shit?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of inconsistencies. A lot of the stories that the women were saying.
I thought they was cool. And, that shit all out the window when it's that bread.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But what the fuck we was talking about again?
The documentaries.
Yeah, the documentary. Shit. Like, all them shits. Like, it's the Oprah one and all that
the
shit.
Survivor R.
Kelly. Like, all this shit, man, that shit is for money, man. It's called,
definitely for that. Bad.
It's media propaganda. They take whatever they want and piece it together on your life. Pay a few people $200 or $300 for them to come out there and act like a fucking asshole in front of the camera.
Bro, you can't think all of that shit is propaganda. That shit all stems from truth.
That's what I'm saying. They take 15% truth and then they hit that bitch with some soda. And whip that bitch up and give you the biggest...
They serve it to you.
Biggest
like
fucking
58, like it's raw. They serve it to you like it's raw.
Like it's raw and that should be some...
That should be trash. Cooked up. That should definitely be cooked up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's
that
like...
That be cooked up for sure.
It's like, what do you believe?
You gotta take it with a grain of salt. Man.
I do, but that's why I don't indulge in it. I don't watch that stuff. I watched one episode that had me like... Of the R. Kelly shit. Yeah. Happened to be the one when they was interviewing most of the families and shit. No girl in there was underage.
See, that's okay. Then what are we talking about at that point? He not even talking.
They're
about
saying that he's being for sexual assault, and that they got a video of him now having sex with a 16-year-old. I'm like, you know,
it's like why now? My question is why now do this shit? It's because y'all not getting a bag. Like he was probably feeding motherfuckers before, and he cut niggas off. Now y'all want to tell like y'all should have been told.
It's just like they're kicking niggas today down, man. But then it's like it's some shit that you know on there. You only heard of him ever sleeping with one or two. We don't know he was having sex with Leah. He probably was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nine times out of ten. But we do know he fucked that one little bitch in that video.
Oh, a little shorty do what?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, he was a slime ball in certain aspects. But the flip shit to that is he got exonerated of all charges.
Yeah, and people let that shit rock. The one thing I didn't want to watch was that Michael Jackson one.
Yeah, and I wasn't into it because remember, it was so many of them joints. Fred, what up? With so many of them shits, but long story short, they said this last one, them niggas is like explaining how it went and all that shit, I think they signed the NDO,
so that like a non-disclosure type shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they still talking about it, and I never watched it, so I'm going all off of hearsay, so I might be wrong, but niggas like, yo, they in there describing, these is niggas who got millions from Michael.
Wow. You know still saying? Talking about this shit.
Nickname. Even though it's 25-30 years later, you know, 93 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So 25-27 years or something like that. Nigga, you got them M's sitting around and you talking about the kid that had the fucking show on MTV, man.
Nick Carter?
No, not Nick Carter, man. These other white niggas, but he one of the niggas that got money. From Mike.
What? Nigga Macaulay Culkin said he ain't never do nothing.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin said he never did nothing. I don't know. I've been going over there since I was 11 years old. He ain't never touched me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
He's still fucked up, though.
Mike, right?
Nah, Mike dead. I'm talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Mike's going for a while. He fucked up. He's
fucked up out here. I thought he down bad on some drug shit. Last picture I seen, he was looking fucked up.
He always looks fucked. He's mad high. Nigga's rich.
But he looking fucked up at home. His son, who else looking fucked up?
Delonte West.
Oh. Sibbers. You said kicking nigga when he down. That's literally what happened. You seen the video?
I didn't watch the video. I just know he's down
son
bad right
son stomped this nigga head. Truth. In the middle of the street, bro. I mean, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the truth.
Nah, yeah, you can laugh at whatever.
That's not funny, though. He in the middle of the street. Some white dude come like, stomp this nigga head. Who knows what he did? At the end of the day, but he looking fucked up, bro. He looking bad.
The niggas recorded it.
Yeah, somebody recorded it from the V. Like somebody was in the V and recorded it. And then he was in cuffs. The next video was like Delonte was in cuffs, so who knows what the nigga did. But I was talking about Orlando Jones.
Oh, that's nigga is crazy. He's
nigga from Nassau Raven and Family Matters and all that shit.
Yo, he's crazy. He's crazy, and the nigga could spit.
I watched a couple of his videos. He do a lot of coke, so the shit he be saying be off the wall sometimes, but he can spit. But the crazy shit he's saying now, you heard what he's talking about Nick Cannon?
No.
Son said Nick Cannon bopped him off, bro. He went, bro.
Bro. Oh, shit.
If I'm lying, I'm dying, bro. Nigga went on Instagram Live and said Nick Cannon bopped him, bro. But Nick ain't respond until like maybe yesterday or some shit. Talking about that's a cry for help. He needs help and like I don't know if I.
This social media shit is too much. He came and responded and all this other corny shit. This shit is. I hate this shit, man.
With social media?
Yes, I do.
You don't fuck with it a little bit?
No, I love Instagram. We're using it right now. I love Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I love Instagram. I just like the light pictures. Yeah. That people catch vivid, candid moments, but I don't want to go up there on some Facebook shit. Oh my God, I'm having a depressing day. And you have to actually write that. Oh my God, I'm having a depressing day.
It's, I think people treat that shit like a journal or some shit.
Yeah, like. it's a good place to vent. Because you can just like throw that shit out there. And somebody's going to respond to it. Even if it's one person.
Somebody you don't respond. Even know. But you just looking for...
The biggest creep in the world.
Dead ass.
He's going to be in your bitch's DM every day.
Beautiful. Oh, I wish you were mine. I treat you like an angel. You are. Go to this nigga page. This nigga is bugged the fuck out. Living in somebody's basement and sick.
That shit is hilarious.
It's attention. It's attention when... And motherfuckers be capping on there too, bro. Straight fronting, bro. come up with a whole scenario that they just went through. Like they lost a loved one and they ain't even like, you know what I'm saying? That's the crazy shit.
It's bad out here, man. When that type of shit going on, it's bad out here, man.
It's super bad, bro. Niggas is like, really like, fake news, like your president
said. Yeah, fake news, man. Like, some shit be so crazy, man. What's the last one on that agenda over there, brother?
Bro, no lie, bro. We went through this whole list. We on our professional shit. We went through this whole list and then some, bro. We probably touched the truth on a couple other more topics.
Look, see, you know, when you let it flow like that, we still got 10 minutes left, people. And I'm going to tell you this. Three hottest rappers right now to me right now, and I'm a nigga born in 1983. So I basically grew up in the fucking late 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, right?
Yeah.
The illest niggas right now to me is not even from New York. Well, one of them from New York.
Hold on, what are we talking about,
bro? Music real quick. You know I had to throw music in there.
Of course.
Three illest niggas I'm listening to. Only one of them is from New York, but not as traditional. I still listen to my old school, but the shit I was talking about earlier. A Boogie, Roddy Ricch, who's the other one we were saying?
We didn't even bring up A Boogie earlier. That's a new one.
Nah, we brought up Boogie.
Nah, it was Lil Baby and
Da Baby. Yeah, Lil Baby, Da Baby, Roddy Ricch, and I throw A Boogie in there too.
You listening to A Boogie right now?
I listen to A Boogie since he came out.
That nigga's dope.
I don't listen to the Baby like that, but when I do, son can spit.
Yeah. A Boogie, what I like about him.
A Boogie's fire, yo.
I feel like he takes the music serious. He does like research. He does like, you feel me? He changes it up.
T. John John. Why go on, you? Yeah, man.
He lets his music evolve, you feel me? It's not like the same old shit all the time.
You know what I fuck with? That Roddy Ricch album is fire. That shit is fire. I can honestly say I listen to the album every day, and that's a young nigga. He's a young nigga, but he's fire.
I gotta listen to that in its entirety.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
in its entirety. Giving that a lot of praise. I gotta check that out.
As a nigga who I come from the boom bap and all that, but I'm telling you, I've been fucking with A Boogie since he came out. Pause.
Oh wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that sounds crazy too, doesn't it, people?
Whoa. I don't even want to get back off on that tangent, bro. Keep going.
Yeah, because that's in our fucking, our little quote-unquote pop culture Ebonic shit.
Bro, like we started that shit, bro. High school shit.
But yo, damn.
Yo, you know what's crazy about, you know what's crazy, bro? Because you got kids that's like coming up in this era, so The shit that they be thinking is new, that been a thing. Like, a kid I seen was amazed because they watched the old video and somebody said clout. Like, oh, did he just say something about clout? I'm like, clout?
It's in the dictionary, people.
They called Babe Ruth the Colossal of Clout. That was like a nickname. So that shit has been, I don't even know that from Sandlot. But, yeah, bro.
Great Bambino. Side note, Sandlot was one of the iconic movies that came out for us when we was younger. No, probably like 1993 or 94 this movie came out. Maybe 92. Iconic. Again, the Great Bambino. But anyway. I brought this pasta shit to you.
Bro, this shit, guys, bro.
I'm about to put this shit out, B. But yeah, people. Like,
music. I'm listening to a lot of Kevin Gates, man. Before we get,
I like there. Gates.
You heard that Fatal Attraction? You seen that Fatal Attraction video?
No, I just finished watching the episode on Complex with Trigger and Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
I was watching that. So I've been watching that.
You seen the video that they was talking about?
But that's why I bring that up, because I know they were talking about it. I haven't been on Gates lately because these little niggas been putting out some heat, and along with the Cam album.
Well, yeah, you ain't got enough room in your playlist.
I got Gates on my playlist. I just ain't download the new shit yet. Because I'm listening to these young niggas and I'm listening to Cam.
Man, we got to do a fucking video reaction, bro. We got to do some video reactions. Because there's a lot of videos that you know about that I ain't seen and vice versa.
Nah, not really. I just know a lot of young niggas.
Are you watching their videos, though?
Yeah, young niggas from, like, the Bronx.
Or New York niggas?
Yeah. Of course.
Do you see that Fabio got a video coming out with Tory, though? Called KLOK.
I heard about the song.
They showed some preview to the video. Shit, fine.
That shit is fine. Man. That's what, hey, man. Shout out to all these little niggas that's doing what the fuck they need to do, man. Shout out to Corey Trappin, man. We back on this shit, man, you know. And people, drink less, smoke more, exercise.
Yeah, exercise. For sure. so I'm trying to fit into the repertoire.
Yeah, man, I got the black car. Pull up the Planet Fitness with your boys.
Oh, word?
They call me Black Car Shorty.
That's what they call you all here?
Yeah.
But that's the way.
One more thing on that Paul shit, right? Yo, you ever watch $1 Million Worth of Game with Gilly and them?
Gilly I've seen Wallow. A few episodes,
them
yeah.
Niggas the funniest niggas. Shout out to them dudes, right? But one of their sponsors is like a place called Springfield Hyundai in Springfield, PA. And they tell you, you know, go down there, whoop-de-whoop. And when you go down there, you have to ask for backdoor Bobby.
I'm not.
Because you come through the front door without a car, you leave out the back door with one.
I'm not asking
for backdoor Bobby.
Whoa, that sounds crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that sounds
nigga
crazy.
Said backdoor Bobby's the funniest shit to me, man. I watched that.
That's the new term for niggas, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm calling niggas. Use a backdoor
Bobby ass niggas, man. Niggas is weirdos, man.
Bro.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Who I'm listening to other than Gates? I know you didn't ask that. I just said that shit.
Nah, but that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
I'm listening to Gates, motherfucking.
Every week it changes.
Oh, man. Who else, man? I've been listening to a lot of old shit. But even with the old shit, I've been listening to some Santana shit.
That's always good. Oh, real quick, Jimmy Fallon, Griselda, Upstate, looked real good up there.
What are you talking about,
Jimmy Fallon?
Griselda was up there?
Yes, sir.
Damn, these niggas is doing it fucking big, bro. Yeah, man.
Shout out.
Fire, bro. That shit is fire.
That shows you niggas can go somewhere.
And they
man.
Got so much. They got. There's so much time taken into their fucking whole creative process. That's why I fuck with them niggas.
And then their thing is their creative process is quick. But they've been at it for a long time. Like, Conway's 40 years old.
No way.
He's 40 years old, and Westside is 37.
Westside older than Conway. You guys got it backwards. Westside older than Conway. That's his older brother, bro.
I just looked it up.
I'm about to look it up. They must got their Googles wrong, bro. They Googles
wrong, because I'm... With my son P, he's like, nah, nigga, that nigga 40. Basically, what I was going to say was, yo, it's never too late, man.
Nah, it's definitely never too late.
The way the market is now, man, you know, you got different genres. Niggas can make money.
The whole way they put their merch together and they cover art and all that and take their time to put it
on. Yeah, I was listening to his whole little method, which makes sense. I don't put nothing out too crazy. He's 37, okay. Soon to be 38 in March.
They both the same age. I think it's probably like a year. You know how that should be. If they got different moms and some shit.
And these niggas is
they said they're both 37, age. Yeah. That's kind of fire. Yeah, bro. You gotta have a plan. You gotta have a plan and a blueprint. A whole
different
little
mom, same dad.
You gotta have a whole blueprint to how you do shit, bro, and stick to it. And them niggas definitely did that. So. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to
Peep the coat that he got on though.
It's that flying flashy shit. That shit is fire.
That nigga has some shit on, boy.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. I ain't seen them on Jimmy Fallon.
But yo, listen, man, this is episode 2. Only one of them is recorded, which is fucked up, but the other one is on YouTube/Matter of Opinion Podcast. Follow my nigga @Corey_trapping on IG. Me, yes. Bayway Fuego on motherfucking Instagram.
Yes.
Matter of Opinion@gmail.com. Questions, comments.
Podcast@gmail.com.
You know what I mean? Shout out to High Rank Fuego, Holly Wow, Bay Street, Hudson Avenue, Clinton. Genesee, the whole Rochester. You know what I'm saying?
Shut them niggas who stole Fabi Cole.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all burning bridges before.
Yeah, we burning bridges. You can't do it like that, man. But yeah, man, we out of here, though, man. You know, y'all motherfuckers be safe, man. Matter of Opinion Podcast on Anchor app. Or if you have an iPhone, just go to your podcast and hit Matter of Opinion Podcast, man. We up out of here.
Yup. Yeah.